Marababa shatala da brindi gididis. Marabaga di rebos, secere de bos. Libra sundi.
Holy Spirit. And I've got good news for you. You've got to keep watching this space, all right? What's coming? It's the Influence of the Spirit podcast. You heard it right. The Influence of the Spirit podcast. We will be coming at you week after week with solid nuggets, solid points on how to increase your intimacy with the Holy Ghost, growing in revelation of who you are in Christ, just walking in that enhanced life, that spirit walk life. It's going to be exciting. So please follow me on all social media handles, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. This will be amazing. It will be wonderful to grow together with you, grow in the things of the Spirit and in our walk, you know, and continuous exercise in the Holy Ghost. So looking forward to having you follow all the conversations we'll be having. It will be amazing. Hi, my name is Lion Rex Onosia. Welcome to my YouTube channel. Here we will be having a solid time with God's Word. We will learn who we are in Christ. Listen, there's so much God has put within us that makes the new creation, that's the born again person, the most treasured possession on this earth. Wow, yes, and that's it really. So much to uncover. Bible says that God has put so much treasure in us. We have treasure in this earthen vessel. Imagine us week after week, episode after episode, digging in by revelation, by the help of the Holy Ghost, into all those amazing truths on who we are, what God is to us, what Christ has done for us. Imagine how much we would be, you know, edified and transformed. So please subscribe to this channel and then just turn on notifications so that once anything drops, you will be the first to know. It will be awesome being in this community with you, looking forward to great times together. God bless you. Hello. It's so wonderful to be here with you every Sunday. So good to know that you're always there waiting for us to hang out. All right. Welcome to the Influence of the Spirit Weekly. It's our weekly hangout where we talk about the things of the Spirit and how our lives will be consistently improved, you know, just made better and better and better by flowing with the Holy Ghost. So the last two episodes, we've talked about three important things that I need to do a quick recap on. First, we said, build a spiritual atmosphere around yourself, all right? Just do that. Pray in tongues often, all right? Pray in tongues often. It helps to sensitize, you know, you, your environment. You're sharper. So do a lot of that. And then play music, all right? Maybe not just anyhow music. Find those songs that stir you. Find those songs that make you want to pray. Find those songs that make you want to worship. Not just sing. I know some of us could sing while doing the laundry, doing the dishes, you know, being in the kitchen or doing some stuff. I know you could just sing, you know, you sing consciously, maybe unconsciously. I'm saying no, now I need you to do this intelligently. I need you to intentionally find what stirs you. Maybe you stepped into a room or an office and someone was playing and you felt, whoa, this is beautiful. Ask for the song. Collect it. Pick it up. All right. Play. You know, take it home with you. All right. Some songs don't work well for them. I mean, but you could do a lot of teaching tapes. I grew up doing a lot of that. You go to bed with teaching tapes. You wake up with teaching tapes. All right. So you find that many times you go to church on Sunday and then we're super stared. All right. And then Monday through to Saturday, you're like, oh, what happened to me? I mean, I can't even sustain what happened on Sunday. The simple thing to do is whatever that message was that stared you up, get it. If you have to pay for it, CD, MP3, download, if it's free, collect it, whatever it is, get it so that you can on your own recreate what happened to you on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. By the time you do that after a while, it will stay. It will stay. You say sometimes we wonder, oh, well, why doesn't that, you know, stay? The truth is different reasons, but some of it, I'll use a natural explanation for it. You know, if it hasn't rained for a while, all right, and then it rains today, all right, no matter how heavy the rain is, after some minutes, if it's not rained for maybe months, right? So maybe everywhere you're like, oh, everywhere's going to be flooded. I know. After some minutes, you come out and the whole water seems to have seeped away somewhere you cannot explain. Reason, because it hasn't rained for a while. So the ground is like dry, needs a lot of water. So for the ground to be full and to be really flooded, you need more and more and more and more and more. So a lot of us believers, all right? So we take stuff And then, you know, you just enjoy this. Oh my goodness, I enjoyed the worship. Oh, I really cried. Oh, I really. But then throughout the week, you don't produce such environments for yourself. You wait till you get back to church. No, create it. So that's what I'm saying. You create the environment. You create it through prayer. You create it, you know, through, you know, music. You create it, you know, through plain teaching tapes. Oh, many, many times back. You know, I played, just play. And these things have a way of just, even when your mood is about to switch into negative, they just remind you, switch it back. So learn, you know, to intentionally, Elisha, we read last week, all right, had to ask for a minstrel, had to ask for a musician to play music. All right, someone says, but that means the prophet was emotionally low. Well, Bible didn't write it there, so Elisha was emotionally low. Yeah, he didn't like how the king of Israel had been behaving, and he preferred Jehoshaphat and all that. I understand that. I get the point. And yes, you don't always have to need music to stir you up to flow in the Holy Ghost. I know, but I'm saying it's scriptural. It's there. So use it. All right. Use teaching tapes. Use whatever stirs you up. Don't hear a song and let it go. You could collect it. All right. And then play. Simple. Yeah. So, and then we talked about the renewal of mind. And why is this important? Because when God speaks to you, you've got to balance it or check rather. Check it with the word of God. All right, not because God could have told you something wrong. No, you might need to be sure you are interpreting what God said to you rightly. You've got to rightly divide the word of truth. Paul told Timothy, if you could rightly divide, that means you could wrongly divide. So you have to know God's word and know it well, so you divide it appropriately. Do you understand? So you have to renew your mind. You could see a vision, have a dream. God speaks a revelation to you. You've got to know how to interpret what you're seeing and how to best judge it from the scripture. And then thirdly, we talked about association. Two forms, right? Associate with men, but more importantly, you spend time with God. I mean, you spend time. Who else? He has infinite wisdom. And what we need is just a teeny weeny. That's why even amongst the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, we're told it's a word of wisdom. So it's not even a full dose of wisdom, a word. All right. That's why you don't even have it all. You just have a phrase. You have a sentence. You have a word, just a word of wisdom. And then that unlocks, you know, whatever it is that God is speaking to you about. So God has infinite wisdom. Bible said that God blessed wisdom with so much wisdom. With so much wisdom that was as the sands of the seashore. How do you quantify that? How exactly? I mean, the man talked about birds and, you know, poetry and like he just had a lot of it. All right. So you might not even need like half of that to blow your life into the next 10 levels, you know. So, but God has infinite. And no matter how much of it God gives out, God never runs dry. So you and I have got to, you know, just roll with Him. And one way to do that, praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, because when you talk in tongues, we learn from 1 Corinthians 14 and 14. 1 Corinthians 14, 14, the Amplified. It says, when I pray in tongues, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. 1 Corinthians 14, 14 Amplified, all right? When I pray in tongues, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. That, you know, and then, so that means when I'm talking in tongues, I'm engaging the Holy Ghost. And we've defined over time, who is the Holy Ghost? The one who knows the mind of God. So when I spend time with the Holy Ghost over time, might not always be overnight, all right? Might not be at the end of the month, end of the week, or after 6 months, but something starts changing about you. A new level of wisdom starts working through you. You start making better decisions. Remember what God told Joshua in chapter 1 and verse 8 of Joshua? All right, it says, this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then also you're going to have good success. So God told Joshua he will have good success. Some Bible versions say he would deal wisely in the affairs of life. All right, he would deal wisely in the affairs of life. He will deal wisely in the affairs of life. That means that you can learn over time to keep making the right decisions. It could be over time. So don't beat yourself, you know, all because you made 2-3 wrong decisions. You're going to keep growing and getting better and improving and getting better and improving and getting better. Do you understand that? Now, when you meditate, you know you're meditating on God's word. All right. It's a way of actually fellowshipping with God. I'm still going to do a series on meditation. So just stick with me. But if you want to learn certain things I've said about meditation right now, you could please, if you're watching on Instagram, check my bio. You will see Money Faith Boost there. Just go for it and look for the series on meditation. If you're listening right now on Spreaker, right there on Spreaker, look for Morning Faith Boost. Or you can just search for me on Spreaker. It's an audio, internet audio app. Just search for me on Spreaker and then look for the Morning Faith Boost. Larry Rexon is here on Spreaker. Look for the Morning Faith Boost. Find a series of on meditation. I think I taught like 10 parts, all right, about 30 minutes in 10 places. That will help you, all right? Meditation, imagination, how to receive from God. So much stuff over there that would really, really bless you. Now, when you meditate on God's word, wait, I'm still going to do a series on that again, all right? But get that quickly. When you meditate on God's word, what you're actually doing is you're fellowshipping with God. Someone wonders how. Because John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So when I spend time with the Word, guess what? Yep, I am spending time with God. So when I spend time with the Word, I'm spending. So if I want to hang out with Kenneth Hagin, I go spend time with his books and tapes. I want to hang out with Kenneth Copeland or Andrew Womack. I go to spend time with the books and tapes. I want to hang out with Pastor Deboye. I could turn on, you know, Dove TV and watch Pastor Deboye. I just, you know, so you could hang out with people without them being physically around you. Do you understand that? You could relate with them. So much more, you could relate with God by spending time talking in the Holy Ghost, you know, praying in tongues. And then you could also hang out with God by just spending time. The more you lie on your bed, you sit on that chair, you're in that car, that bus, maybe even on the bike. And then all you're doing is just thinking through God's word, thinking through God's word. You are, yes, you are spending time with God. Do you understand that? So these three, you know, super important, super vital. All right. So this month I would, you know, tweak the series. Yes, we've talked about adventures in the Holy Ghost, and that's what we're still doing on His influence of the Spirit. All right. We're learning, guys, how exactly to increase our spiritual sensitivity. So I'll tweak, but we're still on course. All right. So we're going to learn how to be a spirit-filled Christian. Or maybe I'll say how to maintain, you know, that spiritual glow, that spiritual fervor, how to keep your cup full and possibly running over all the time. Not I'm up today, I'm down, I'm happy today, I'm sad, you know, I'm excited and I'm gloomy. No, no, no. How to just rise, how to be on top of it all the time. All right. So we'll go straight to the book of Acts. Acts in the second chapter. Remember, Jesus told them in Acts chapter 1 that, guys, please, I need you to stay in Jerusalem. He had told them that in Luke 24, stay in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. So in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, which you know, he said, you know, you receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you'll be witnesses unto me. So Jesus had told them, listen, the Holy Ghost is coming. So in Luke 24, in Acts 1, Luke 24 says, stay in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. In Acts 1, it says, you receive power when the Holy Ghost comes. In John 14, 16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father, he'll give you another comforter. So these men had known, men and women actually, had known that there was the Holy Ghost. He was going to come. I mean, they had seen him operating the life of Jesus. Remember Peter in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, that Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were. So they knew Jesus was anointed of the Holy Ghost. Actually, to be called Christ means to be, you know, the anointed one. So guys, it's important that we get the point going on here. So Acts chapter 2, from the first verse, Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all, you know, with one accord in one place. And suddenly, I like that word. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. So picture that, you know, and all of that. So verse 3 said, and there sat on each one of them cloven tongues like as of fire. Verse 4 now says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness. There's just something about being full of the Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled, and they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Some people get to ask, oh, must everybody filled with the Holy Ghost? Must they talk in tongues? Well, from Scripture, talking in tongues is one of those evidences, those signs, if you want to go by signs and evidences. Yes, it is an initial evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost. We see that in Acts chapter, you know, 2 right here. We see that in Acts chapter 8. We've done that in the earlier series already. You could just, you know, find the earlier series on YouTube, Influence of the Spirit. You see there it was dealt with, all right? You can find it on Spreaker right there too. Now, so we've talked about it because in Acts 2, they got filled with the Holy Ghost. They talked in tongues. In Acts 8, Philip was in Samaria, got them born again. Peter and John came from Jerusalem, laid hands on them. They talked in tongues because Simon the sorcerer saw that by laying on hands, they received the gift. He saw something, all right? In Acts 10, Peter in the house of Cornelius, Bible said, while Peter spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell, and they heard them, all right, speak with tongues, all right? So in Acts also, chapter 19, Paul met men at Ephesus, laid hands on them, all right, and they spoke in tongues. So in each place where we see people get filled with the Holy Ghost, we see them talking in tongues. Do you understand that? So if you say, oh, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, you talk in tongues. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, you talk in tongues. I don't talk in tongues. Maybe you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. All right. But people now argue, okay, so if you don't talk in tongues, maybe you don't have the Holy Ghost. No, come on. Anybody born again has the Holy Ghost. You are born of the Spirit. Jesus in John 3 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and the 13th verse also say that by one Spirit, have we all been baptized into one body and we'll be made to drink of the same Spirit. So everybody born again is, guys, all right, you know, someone who carries the Spirit. If you're born of the Spirit, you have the Spirit. But we're talking about a fullness. We're talking about a fullness, being full of the Spirit, being filled. So Bible says in Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them more tongues. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, how do we describe it? One way to do that is with the, you know, with what we title this entire program on, the influence of the Spirit. When you are full of something, you're actually under the influence. Have you seen anybody under the influence of alcohol? The person is full of it. He likely didn't just take a cup. You know, maybe he didn't even take a bottle. All right. The person was drinking to stupor, got full. Now, of course, I know people have different drinking capacities. Some just, you know, with a sip could get drunk, and I understand that. But I'm just going by the norm, all right? You find that someone, you know, so drinking once, naturally speaking, averagely, doesn't get anybody drunk. You drink again, and then 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 you drink again until the person becomes under the influence of alcohol. You find people being under the influence of drugs. They act strange. They act funny. You find some athletes, you know, being under the influence of, you know, of stimulus, of, you know, power enhancing drugs. And then they act in ways they normally wouldn't, all because they took some steroids or something. You know, so you can get to be under the influence in the same way. We find in the Bible, someone like Samson was under the influence of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God comes upon him, he does things he wouldn't be able to do normally. You find Joseph under the influence of the Spirit, will see visions, I mean, dreams, he will interpret dreams. We see the influence of the Spirit all through Scripture. So Bible is saying that these guys here were filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, the same Peter who, you know, denied Jesus, you remember that, 3 times before the cock crowed, now could stand up before everybody and preach. And then 3,000 people, these guys got 3,000 people born again. He must have been under some strong influence. Almost like, is that Peter just a few days back? Is that Peter like how many weeks ago? All right, because Jesus dying and then the day of Pentecost was just 50 days in between. So, hey, that's just like less than 2 months. And then Peter was another man. You know, so you get to wonder, okay, same Peter who did deny Jesus now stands to preach. Because he's under an influence, strong and mighty influence of the Holy Ghost. So to be filled with the Spirit is to be under that influence. And that's what God wants in our life. That's God, what, how it's supposed to be. But then you wonder, okay, so the first time I talk in tongues, am I forever filled with the Holy Ghost after that day? I would love to say yes, but the answer really is no. So let's run through Scripture and see that. Because you might wonder, oh, but I'm filled with the Spirit. I'm a Spirit-filled Christian. You know, when you say, oh, so describe that, brother. Oh, well, he's tongue-talking, Spirit-filled. Yeah, and then you're saying all those sweet stuff, right? Oh, describe that sister. And then you're, oh, she's tongue-talking, she's Spirit-filled. Hold on. That she's tongue-talking might not mean she's Spirit-filled. All right? But she was Spirit-filled to have talked in tongues. You've got to stay with me and really, like, get this one. All right? So, we run quickly to Acts chapter 4. So, we're in Acts 2, so go to Acts 4. So, in Acts 4, we find Peter and John, I mean, they were harassed by the persecutors, and then they were released. And hey, so these guys felt, oh, ho, 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 what we're going to do? These guys are harassing us, telling us not to preach anymore in the name of Jesus. The 23rd verse of Acts 4, being let go, they went to their own company. Remember, association? You've got to have the right sets of people. When something happens to you at your job, in your marriage and all, who do you run to? If you run on social media, you get the junk stuff, all right? You run to friends who are not filled with the Spirit, all right? They might talk in tongues. If they're not filled with the Spirit, they could give you like seriously carnal advice, all right? So you have to understand being Spirit-filled. It means to be under an influence, to be under an influence. Your friends have to be under the influence of the Holy Ghost, or else they'll say stuff, all right? Stuff you shouldn't want to hear. Right. So 23rd, verse of Acts 4 says, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, basically, they began to pray. All right. So we skip downwards till the end of the prayer. Okay. So verse 31, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. No! How could they again? Yes! They were filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts 2, spoke with tongues, there was boldness, Peter stood up, the rest of the guys were up, everybody busy preaching, they preached and 3,000 people get born again. Oh my God. But these same people again, in Acts chapter 4, they are filled again with the Holy Ghost. It means you have an initial feeling, then you must experience refillings, you must do top ups, all right? You top up your fuel in the car, so you top up. You don't say, okay, well, my gas tank is full, so I'm going to drive all the way from Lagos. I'm going to drive to Abuja, and then I'm going to keep driving. I'm not going to stop, and then I'm going to drive back, and then my gas tank is still going to be full. No, you have to stop at gas stations and refuel. Same with just how God wired it. Because we have interactions with the flesh. We have interactions with people. We have interactions with systems. You go to work, things happen to you. Top up. Glory to God. Top up. Top up. Top up. If not, just find yourself getting cranky. Find yourself getting depressed. Find yourself getting worked up and worried. Something is getting to you, and then it's draining. Your battery level running low. Your spirit tank running low. All right, top up, top up, so that you can ward those things off. You top up. All right, so when you find that you're becoming under the influence of stress, you're getting under the influence of being tired and weary and getting worked up, that you start becoming cranky. All right. That being, stressed is now getting you cranky. It's influencing you. Switch. Switch. Get under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Switch. Remember Jesus in John chapter 4? Bible said he was hungry. His disciples had gone into the city to buy food. All right. He could have just sat there, saw the woman come to him and like, hello, hello. She wasn't even going to greet him. Anyway, he initiated a conversation. That means as much as he was hungry, he wasn't under the influence of hunger. You know the way you can be? All right, we get to say here that a hungry man is an angry man. We're basically saying you could be under the influence, all right, of hunger. All right, we don't have to lose our senses because we're hungry. We find in Acts chapter 10, Peter was hungry. The Bible said he was waiting for food to show up. He had gone to pray, food still wasn't ready, and he fell into a trance. He wasn't, I'm hungry man, angry man, Holy Ghost, don't talk to me now. When, I'm trying to look for how we get to say that thing. When hunger is in the stomach, nothing else enters the head. All right. So all those things, we just get to really just tell ourselves influence. No, you are not influenced by hunger. I know you're hungry, but endeavor to yield not to the flesh, but to the Spirit. So these men were filled with the Spirit in Acts 4, men and women. Acts 2. Then we see them being filled again with the Spirit. All right. In Acts chapter 4. They stirred on themselves in the place of prayer and they got filled with the Holy Ghost. All right. So we'll go to Acts 19 now. Acts chapter 19. Quite interesting place in the Bible. So Acts 19, Bible tells us from the first verse of Acts chapter 19 that, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples. All right. Verse 2. And he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said to him, well, we have not so much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He said to them, unto them, what were you baptized? He said, unto John's baptism. Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him who should come after him. And that is Christ Jesus. Watch verse 5. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And now verse 6. When Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. When Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were 12 in number. Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, they spoke with tongues and prophesied. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. This is the exact experience that they had in Acts 2. is the exact experience that they had in Acts 8, is the exact experience they had in Acts 10. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues, they prophesied. You understand that? Now, these men were filled. Okay, so what happens now? We go to Ephesians. All right, the book of Ephesians, in the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul, don't forget, in Acts chapter 19, Bible said, Apollos was at Corinth, Paul was at Ephesus. So Paul now is writing a letter to the church in Ephesus. All right. Those 12 men, I believe, were those who were now the elders or the founders or the initial leaders or initial members, at least, all right, of the church in Ephesus. Great and mighty things happened in Ephesus. Great and mighty. All right. Paul taught in the synagogues for about 3 months. All right. Some didn't accept his word. Some did. Took the ones who believed in it. All right. Took them to the school of Tyrannus, taught there for 2 straight years. Ephesus was on fire. It was in Ephesus that we find the 7 sons of Sceva who were trying to cast out a demon, saying, "We adjure you by the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches." You know the story. The demon-possessed guy jumped on them, beat them up, tore their clothes. They ran out naked. I mean, the name of Jesus and the ministry of Paul went wild all over the city. Oh my goodness. It was in the same Acts 19, the Bible said God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, such that from him, where, you know, people brought handkerchiefs, they brought aprons, like aprons, you know, you use for work. It's not just for cooking. All right, you know, you find tailors and all these people, cobblers, shoemakers and all. You know, they wear, so people wear aprons to work, you know, men building things in the welding places, you know, so it was for work, handkerchiefs. So it wasn't just something, you know, they had at home. I believe these people were in the marketplaces and they heard all the things going on. And maybe someone brought an handkerchief. Someone said, can I remove this one? Can I remove this one? And they found whatever they could find around them. All right, and they brought it, and Bible said that Paul, you know, laid his hands on those handkerchiefs and aprons. He took them to the sick and to the diseased. The sicknesses left and the demons ran away. This was Ephesus. So much so that in the 20th verse of this Acts 19, Bible said, so mightily grew the word of God and he prevailed. So in Acts 19, we see Paul having a mighty teaching and miracle ministry. So that is Ephesus. All right. If Paul could meet guys on the road at the beginning of the chapter and get them born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, I believe that all the people that now were getting born again were also filled with the Holy Ghost. So we now get to Paul writing to them in Ephesians chapter 5 and then the 18th verse. Paul begins to tell them, guys, I need to tell you something. They say, what's that? All right. Not like it was a conversation. It was a letter. So they say, he said to them, and be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine. Be filled. Now, how do you tell people who were filled to be filled? They have been filled. So you don't tell someone who's been filled. No, you can. So we saw that, you know, the trend in Acts 2, in Acts 4. Now we see Acts 19, and then we see Ephesians. They were filled. They can still be filled again. What Paul says, don't be drunk on wine. Be filled. There's something to learn there. He now typifies wine and the fullness of the Spirit. How do you get drunk, guys? You don't get drunk by taking a sip. Now, some really can't respond to so much alcohol. So yes, maybe even the smell could knock them off. I know that. But on the average, all right, there are people who, average, you don't get drunk till you drink and then drink. And then drink. And then you get to your limit and you keep going. And then you drink. So, oh, but I talk in tongues. Am I not filled with the Holy Ghost? You can't get filled again just shabalabalabo. No, you have to drink. And then you drink. And then you drink. And then you drink till you get drunk. Oh, glory to God. Don't be drunk on wine. Be filled. So, Paul is saying the way you can get intoxicated with wine, that same way you can actually get intoxicated by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The way you get under the influence of wine, that same way you get under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Doesn't mean I now get under the influence of the Holy Ghost, I lose my senses, I don't know what I'm doing. Not necessarily so, but you just yield more to the things of the Spirit. You yield more to love and the things of love. You yield more to faith and the things of faith. You yield more to the blessing and the things of the blessing. You yield, why? Because you're filled. To find Acts 2 and 4, they were filled, they got filled again. Acts 19, Ephesians, they were filled, they were told to be filled again. Bible scholars tell us in this Ephesians 5 and 18 that what Paul was saying when he said be filled is be being filled. Be being filled. It means maintain a spirit-filled life. Get filled again and again. Get filled again and again and again. Get filled again and again and again. Do you understand that? All right, so let's get now to Acts chapter 19. No, we just left 19. We're going to Acts chapter 6 right now. To Acts 6, all right? So in the 6th chapter of Acts, we'll pick it from the first verse. In those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, or the Greeks against the Hebrews, right? Because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution or ministration of food distribution, all right? Then the apostles called the multitude, all right, of the disciples unto them and said, it's not reason that we leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out from amongst yourself 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now we're looking for 7 guys who will be responsible for administration, all right, where food distribution is concerned. And we need people of honest report. All right, I understand that. But next is full of the Holy Ghost. Hold on. This was a church. Now, this is Acts 6. In Acts chapter 3,000 people got born again. Afterwards, when the man was healed at the beautiful gate, 5,000 people got born again. And then the Lord has been adding to them. So 3,000 plus 5,000 gives us 8, plus 120, 5,000, 120, plus whatever new number the Lord has added to them. So these guys here might have been like 10,000 people. And then we're talking to 10,000 people and we say, we need people, 7 men, honest report and full of the Holy Ghost. All of them should be tongue-talking. All of them should be full of the Holy Ghost. No. They would have had an initial feeling, but they need to have a consistent feeling. All because your fuel tank or your gas tank is full doesn't mean it stays full. You got to keep it running. Keep it going. Top it up. Top it up. You got to top it up again and again and again. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's what's going on here. So let's read quickly. All right. So verse 8. All right. How did I get to 8? I'm not in 8 yet. All right. Who may appoint over this business? Verse 4 now. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. If everybody in the church in Acts, all right, right here, if everyone was full of the Holy Ghost, I'm not sure we need to say we're looking for people full of the Holy Ghost. Number one. Number two, I'm not sure we now need to specially say that Stephen was full of faith and the Holy Ghost, because it would have been the norm. All right. Everybody has 2 legs. Yes or no? Yeah. So we don't say, oh, that guy that has 2 legs. No, 2 legs are normal. Everybody has 2. But maybe if someone now has 3, you would need to say, oh, help me call the brother with 3 legs. It just shows everybody doesn't have it. He does. All right. So we say, oh, Stephen, full of faith. Full of the Holy Ghost. Please note, you'll get to where I'm, you'll see where I'm going very soon. Full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor and Timon and Phaminas and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom when they set before the apostles, they laid hands on them, all right, prayed for them. And the word of God, rather, verse 7, increased, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. The church kept on expanding. Verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles amongst the people. Oh, we see where it's going. Stephen, full of faith and power. Stephen, full of faith and power. Stephen, full. To be full of faith was full of the word, obviously. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. To be full of power was full of the Holy Ghost. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. Do you get that? It was full of faith, full of power, meaning it was full of the word and full of the Holy Ghost. But what happens now? That influenced his actions. So he was full of faith and power. He did something. Was full of faith and power. He did something. What did he do? Great wonders and miracles amongst the people. So have you been there where you want to use your faith and then you're careful? Will it work? Will it not work? If I pray for the sick, would it happen? Would it not happen? Heard story of Wigglesworth before. Wigglesworth could kick the crutches of someone. There was a case where daddy brought his kid for prayer and then he punched the little boy. All right, and the daddy felt, you've killed my son. And the little boy lay there, you know, not moving on the floor. And Wigglesworth said he's fine. I mean, how did he know that? He was full. You don't now copy that and just go punch someone in the flesh. They would arrest you. I'm sure you know that. All right, but he was full of it. Wigglesworth went with a friend, you know, to the funeral of someone, and then after a while, what told his friend couldn't find him. So where was he? He had gone to where the casket was. He had brought out this corpse from, you know, the coffin, all right, the casket, and then set the man by the wall. Walk! And then the body drops to the ground, picks it up again. Walk! And then, you know, you're almost wonder, this thing is not working. Let me put this man back gently before anybody comes here to catch me. But he was full. You know, a drunk man doesn't say, I'm drunk. Let me act right. Let me act right. Let me act right. He can't act right. He's under an influence. He can't act right. So when we learn to drink, and then we drink, don't forget, Stephen was full of faith. He didn't just have faith. He didn't just have the Holy Ghost. He was full of faith. Full of the Holy Ghost. He was under an influence. So they could bring him, bring salt to him. Oh, my baby is sick. I'm 7 foot. Your baby's okay. Go away. All right. You remember when the nobleman met with Jesus? All right. Jesus said, you guys, until you see miracles, you won't believe. He said, sir, come. My son is there. Jesus said, go your way. Your son lives. Jesus didn't sound nice to him. All right. Yeah. Jesus released power. Bible said the man went away believing, and then he met people coming from his house telling him, your son, all right, you know, he's recovered. And he asked them at what time, and it was the exact time that Jesus spoke that his son recovered. Go your way, your son lives. Go your way. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus was full. It was full. So Bible lets us know that you could have an initial feeling, but there must always be top-ups. Top-ups. Or else we'll find ourselves acting. We yield to the flesh. Not necessarily demons, all right? Bible listed things in Galatians chapter 5, and he didn't call them works of demons. He called them works of the flesh. So we yield to the flesh. Now, yes, demons are excited. When they see us acting out in the flesh, they get popcorn, they sit down, and then they are cheering on the movie. Hey, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And then we keep doing more. But you need to tell yourself, no, I'm not yielding. When you find yourself yielding to anger, yielding to negative thoughts, block it and say, I'm not going to yield. Why? Because you could start allowing that to influence you. All right. When you find yourself influenced because you were worked up at the office, you were stressed, and then you started becoming cranky, you started nagging and just, you know, responding to people just harshly, you're not under an influence. I didn't say demonic. You're just allowing the stress from work to influence your decisions. But when we're filled with the Spirit, the response will be from the Spirit, not from the flesh. All right. When we get angry, and then, all right, the anger leads to bitterness, leads to strife, leads to everything, you're not under an influence. All right. At that particular point in time, you're more filled with the anger, maybe filled with the bitterness, maybe filled with the sadness, maybe filled with the loss. It hurts. Maybe filled with the grief. Such that the Holy Ghost will have you be a blessing to someone, and you say, no, I'm not okay. I can't bless anybody. Oh, but when you yield to his influence, you flow easily. You flow well. You flow easily. You flow well. You flow quickly. Why? Because you're under his influence. Do you understand this? So Paul is saying, don't be drunk with wine. Be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine. Be filled. So that Ephesians 5 again. All right. So why would he talk about it? Because he wants us to see something. The same way you get intoxicated with wine, that's the exact way you could be intoxicated by the Holy Ghost. Same way. Wine intoxicates, the Holy Ghost intoxicates. Wine makes you do things, the Holy Ghost makes you do things. Don't get drunk on wine. Oh, but be filled. What happens when you're filled? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I want you to get this. When you're filled, all right, he said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I'll take you back a bit. In Acts chapter 2, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. All right? You could say they had utterance. They spoke in tongues. All right? In Acts chapter 10, Bible said they spoke in tongues and they magnified God. All right? So that means something came out of their mouths. It was now more than tongues. In Acts 19, they spoke in tongues. They prophesied. When you are filled with the Spirit, your words are affected. Your mood is affected. Please understand this. When you are filled with the Spirit, your words are affected. You have utterance. You begin to have Spirit-inspired utterances because you are full of the Spirit. So you have utterances from the Spirit. See that again. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. All right? You're bubbling. That's it. You're bubbling. You're full. So joy bubbles. Peace bubbles. You know, songs bubble. You know, you see that sometimes when we get into some heights in worship, that's when some people talk in tongues. All right? That ecstasy, that moment of spiritual ecstasy, and then they go shabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalab that height of worship. But I'm saying what is the height for you could become the norm for you. Drink some more. That's why I started with what we ended with last week of, you know, what part of what we said, maybe not ended with last week of, please get a right environment around you. And like I said last week, not just around you, but within you. Be full of the Holy Ghost. So we find out each time they were full. In Acts 4, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, we have said they spoke the word of God with boldness. Something happened to their words. Something happened to their mood. So if we find yourself timid, no, you need to be full of the Holy Ghost. All right? You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. When I tell people I have a shy side, they say, no, it's not possible. Why? Because I've allowed myself to be under that influence more than often. You know, you want to do something, and I know I can't. So I moved away from I can't to I can. Why? I can do all things. Remember that? Through Christ, you're full of that knowledge. You're full of that understanding. Because God hasn't given you a spirit of timidity. I was listening to Andrew Womack, he said, oh, he was a really like very shy person. And he said, when he tells people, they say, not you. Oh, but really, he said he was timid, super timid. He couldn't shake someone and look straight into their eyeballs. At a time in my life, I was a bit like that. You know, you just feel intimidated looking at people. Now I can look at you. In love, not who are you. No, just there's nothing. I could look straight into your eyes. All right? Because you're not filled with timidity. God hasn't given you the spirit of fear. He has given you the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and of a sound mind. So we are looking at this. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart. So we almost want to think, oh, but every tongue-talking Christian is filled. No, every tongue-talking Christian at a point was filled. So let me understand. Are you now saying, I don't have the Holy Ghost? No, every person born again is born of the Spirit. So you have the Spirit. But there's one thing to have the Spirit. There's another thing to be full of the Spirit. You have a spirit. You've got to be full. And that's what the Bible is teaching us. You've got to be full. You've got to be full. Oh, hallelujah. You've got to be full. You've got to get this, guys. You've got to be full. So you're born of the Holy Ghost, but then you have to be full of the Holy Ghost. Are you understanding this? So something you and I need to get, and I'll quickly teach you that from here. If when I'm filled with the Spirit, all right, I speak psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, when I feel dry, all right, maybe like a trick move, okay, but really it's not. It's just Bible. When I actually sing psalms and talk the word, I can stir myself up to be filled. Did you get that? When I'm filled, I speak. I can speak to be filled. When I'm filled, I speak. I can speak to be filled. When I'm filled, I speak. Did you get that? All right, so maybe you feel dry. Don't just stay there. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Talking tongues a bit. You're talking tongues a bit. Then you speak words. Thank you, Lord. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you're filled, but I'm not always filled. I feel dry. The only way to get filled is drink. The only way to get drunk is drink. How do you drink? You're talking tongues. Glory to God. But you don't just talk. You talk words. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm filled. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You talk words. You talk in tongues. Even your mood begins to switch. It really does. It does. I'm sure. It does. You know, but what you're doing, you know, Isaiah says he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he puts his trust in him. So find that if you keep thinking about the negative thing, you'll be getting full of that. The more you meditate on what the person did, the anger rises. The bitterness rises. The unforgiveness stays because you're meditating on it. But the more you switch, I'm full of love. I'm a blessing to humanity. You're talking to yourself. Why? You speak. Bible says you speak to yourself. Now, what we have here, all right, please note, it says speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. That means this says you can have church all by yourself. All right. Colossians quickly tells us, all right, in Colossians, And the third chapter and the 16th verse, Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. Stephen was full of faith, the word. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. In psalms again, hymns again, and spiritual song, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. So they sound alike. But Bible scholars tell us that Ephesians is saying singing to yourselves, which could mean your own self. And then here it says singing to one another. So I could have church all by myself. Go over it. And I've experienced that. You're having a bad time, a downtime, you just go talking in tongues. You don't even know what to. Sometimes, listen, even when you want to pray, you don't feel like praying, start talking. Thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for making me who I am. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You could do that right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You just, when I haven't done that for a few seconds or minutes, next thing I might want to follow, it just starts. Oh, but I didn't feel like talking, because talk the word. Drink. You don't get full of food staring at the food. You don't get full of wine staring at the wine. You eat something. You drink something. So you don't just desire, oh, I just want to have a spirit-filled life. I just want to be more full of the spirit. Then you got to be full of the word. You have to be full of the spirit. You have to drink. You got to drink. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. How are you getting that? Maybe just do that a bit now, right? You could either talk in tongues or talk in tongues. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, I have eternal life. I am your righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Karabasete nondo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm one with you in spirit. You and I are one. You and I are inseparable. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Kasa, monfre, donso, fredokoto, susa, ha, ha. Hey, lakodofa, nono fedise, nondo kure potudo pide kedese. Glory to God. Don't forget, when you are filled, you speak. All right? And to be filled, speak. Have you gotten something? We're going to learn so much in this series this month. All right. You will be blessed. All right. But between now and next Sunday, what would you do? Let me leave you 1 Corinthians 14. Paul says, I will talk in tongues and I will sing in tongues. Go ahead and make melody throughout the week. Just don't forget to be filled. I've got to say something. All right. When I'm filled, I say something. To be filled, I've got to say something. So drink. Glory to God. I would like to ask you, please go to our website, all right? LanrayRexOnosia.com. Please go to our website. There's a series you'll find there, Spirit-Filled Minister. Let that series bless you. I think it's about 3 or 4 messages. Spirit-Filled Minister, LanrayRexOnosia.com. And please follow me on YouTube. Please do that, all right? You could do that right away. Go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. You could get to watch videos again and again on Instagram. After 24 hours, all right, it goes off the story, but you could watch this teaching again. I know you could listen on Spreaker, but you could watch. You could watch again and again and again and again on YouTube. So please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Till we meet again next Sunday. All right. Keep being full of the Holy Ghost. Keep drinking. See ya. Hi, I'm Lion Rex Onosia, and I've got good news for you. You've got to keep watching this space, all right? What's coming? It's the Influence of the Spirit podcast. You heard it right. The Influence of the Spirit podcast. We will be coming at you week after week with solid nuggets, solid points on how to increase your intimacy with the Holy Ghost, growing in revelation of who you are in Christ. Just walking in that enhanced life, that spirit walk life. It's going to be exciting. So please follow me on all social media handles, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. This will be amazing. It will be wonderful to grow together with you, grow in the things of the Spirit and in our walk, you know, and continuous exercise in the Holy Ghost. So looking forward to having you follow all the conversations we'll be having. It will be amazing. Hi, my name is Lion Rex Onosia. Welcome to my YouTube channel. Here we will be having a solid time with God's Word. We will learn who we are in Christ. Listen, there's so much God has put within us that makes the new creation, that's the born again person, the most treasured possession on this earth. Wow, yes, and that's it really. So much to uncover. Bible says that God has put so much treasure in us. We have treasure in this earthen vessel. Imagine us week after week, episode after episode, digging in by revelation, by the help of the Holy Ghost, into all those amazing truths on who we are, what God is to us, what Christ has done for us. Imagine how much we would be, you know, edified and transformed. So please subscribe to this channel and then just turn on notifications so that once anything drops, you will be the first to know. It will be awesome being in this community with you. Looking forward to great times together. God bless you.